if you were hauling wood or coal or something in a wagon or a truck, and you didn't have a full load, you just had part of a load. Was there any certain term for that?
Well, they call it a cord of wood.
Okay. When you used to carry wood in for the old wood-burning stoves, you could only carry so much in at one time by hand, and you'd say, well, I'm going to go out and get
an armful.
Where do you put the dirty clothes in before you wash them?
Clothes hamper.
Okay. What do they call these things that at the cotton ball or something like that women wear under their dresses to make them stand out?
Hoops.
Okay. What about the different terms for bottle stoppers? What would you put in a bottle made out of wood and put down in a bottle?
That'd be a peg.
Or it was made out of cork. What would you?
Cork.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that you blow on to play it?
Harmonica.
Okay. What about one that you flip like this?
Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you use to drive nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. Can you think of the different terms for the different parts of a wagon that a horse draws? What's the long part that sticks out in front?
Oh, the tongue.
Okay. Anybody ever hear anything of the shafts or the whipple tree or anything like that? Okay. On these old wagon wheels, they were made out of wood, but they had a metal part on the outside. What was this called?
It's a band.
Okay. If someone had a big load of wood and he was moving it from one place to the other, you would say he's what, hauling wood?
He's hauling wood.
Okay. Talking about the word drag, today I am going to
drag
the stump out of the field, okay. Yesterday
they dragged it.
Okay.
Stump out.
And we have, in the past, we have
dragged.
Okay. What about an implement that you can turn the soil with? If you're getting ready to plant a garden, what would you use to turn the soil with?
Plow.
Okay. Can you think of many different types of plows?
No, I don't know. Just turner.
Okay. What do you use to break up the clods after you plow?
A hoe.
All right. Yeah. But if it's drawn by a horse, it's got a bunch of little teeth sticking down.
Scraper.
Okay. You ever use the term harrow?
A harrow.
What do carpenters use when they're sawing planks? They usually have two of these things.
Horses.
Okay. And if it's used for sawing logs where it has an X-shaped frame like this?
Saw horse.
Okay. You ever hear it called a saw buck or anything?
Or saw.
Saw buck or a saw horse? It's just saw horse.
Saw horse. Some of them use saw buck, but I thought that was a saw.
Okay.
Name is Saul.
Okay. Out here, where you've got before they cleared all the woods out, and used to have vines and bushes and everything growing up there, what would you call that?
Just swamp.
Okay. The stuff that was
growing,
in that, would you just call that brush or underbrush?
That'd be brush. Underbrush, yeah.
What do you put in a rifle or a pistol to shoot?